This article appeared in the summer 2016 issue of UU World magazine. Boy Scouts Renew Relationship with UUA by Joshua Eaton. The Reverend Aaron Stockwell remembers the old Army tent where he attended his first Unitarian Universalist service like it was yesterday. A single light bulb hung from the ceiling, lighting the congregation of Boy Scouts gathered for the annual jamboree. As the rain poured down outside, their voices swelled to the refrains of Enter, Rejoice, and Come In. Stockwell was hooked. It was the first step on a path that would eventually lead him into the ministry. I just have such vivid memories of that service, said Stockwell, an Eagle Scout who today serves as a developmental minister in the UU Church of the Brazos Valley in College Station, Texas. A lot of my first experiences of leading and creating worship services were at Boy Scout events. On March 24, Stockwell joined the Reverend Mary Catherine Morn, the Unitarian Universalist Association's Director of Stewardship and Development, and Michael Serbaugh, Chief Scout Executive for the Boy Scouts of America, to renew the formal relationship between the BSA and the UUA. They were joined by the Reverend Richard Gilbert, Minister Emeritus of First Unitarian Church in Rochester, New York, another Eagle Scout, who heard his call to ministry through the Scouts. We have always acknowledged the many shared values between the Boy Scouts and our Unitarian Universalist tradition, the Reverend Peter Morales, UUA President, said in a statement. I'm happy to see our two organizations form new bonds of mutual understanding, which will allow Unitarian Universalist boys and young men who want to participate in Scouting to be able to do so within their own Unitarian Universalist community. The two organizations parted ways in 1998 when the BSA withdrew its recognition of the UUA's Religion in Life Award, a kind of merit badge for Scouts, because it criticized the BSA's ban on openly gay members and its inclusion of duty to God in the Scout Oath. But in 2013, the BSA began letting in gay Scouts, and in 2015, it removed a ban on gay Scout leaders. The BSA and the UUA hope the new Memorandum of Understanding will start a new era of cooperation between their organizations. The document affirms the UUA's commitment to freedom of conscience and to LGBT rights, and it promises that the organizations will work cooperatively with each other, within the policies and regulations of each organization, to establish and nurture Scouting units. The reconciliation is especially meaningful for Zach Walls, a lifelong UU and an Eagle Scout who co-founded the advocacy group Scouts for Equality, which is working to change an ongoing policy allowing local Scout troops chartered by conservative religious organizations to choose to exclude gay Scout leaders, according to Walls. He believes the UUA and other progressive groups can have a greater impact from the inside. Both the Union for Reform Judaism and the United Church of Christ renewed their relationships with the BSA in 2015, and with the UUA now back in the fold, he is optimistic about Scouting's future. When you have the UUA, the UCC, and public schools at the table, it helps the Scouts see that if they decide to change their membership policies and include non-theists, Wall said, it makes it much easier for them to make that change if and when that time comes. This article was written by Joshua Eaton. He's an independent journalist. And this is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.